We're going to hear first from Ely, and Peyton is our reporter.
Hello from the Ely Memorial Middle School at the edge of the Boundary Waters. This is the phenology report for mid-February. My name is Peyton, and I'm your phenologist today. Students are noticing more birds moving around when the days are warmer, especially chickadees. We are, as always, seeing many deer, sometimes while waiting for the bus, but mostly while driving in cars. Ozzie saw 15 to 20 deer all together. Snowshoe hares are another mammal we tend to see often. Some rare sightings include a lynx or a bobcat spotted by Izzy. A clump of fur that appeared to be some kind of kill. And best of all, Sylvia and her dad spotted a flying squirrel. We have looked at the day length again to compare to our January 3rd findings. We are now gaining about 3 minutes of daylight per day. Many students are noticing this as they wake up and arrive at school in daylight. To study this a bit more, we graphed daylight hours of mystery cities around the world and then used graphs to make predictions of where the city was located. Finally, students discussed which animal they would be if they turned into a mammal. James thought that flying and being at top of the food chain as an eagle would be a great choice. And many others decided that being a bear was their choice. And they could eat lots of food and then sleep all winter and miss the cold and the snow. This concludes our phenology part. Be observant wherever you are and enjoy your week.
Thank you, Peyton. Lots of good information in there. Flying squirrels. You know, I haven't had any at my house for a couple of years, but I did have some in the past, and they are pretty much active at night. So you need to put your bird feeder in a spot where you can put a light on it if you want to see the flying squirrels at your house. Another 3 minutes of daylight each day. And as we look outside this morning, the sky is lightening and the color is becoming more a lighter blue. And I even see some magenta in the background, which is probably a few clouds getting a little bit of sun on them. But we'll keep an eye on that for you. The other thing about that report from Ely about, you know, which would you prefer to be? And an eagle and a bear, I think I would, I don't know. I like swimming, so I'd probably want to be an otter. I like sliding too, so yeah, maybe an otter.